When people think of Alaska seafood, salmon and halibut come to mind, but the state also produces a lesser-known fish product sought all around the world, surimi, the base for imitation crab. Now the guy who helped establish surimi in America more than 30 years ago is on a mission to improve how it's made. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Tyree Lanier is a food scientist at North Carolina State University, where he's been since the 1970s. He has a background in the science of hot dogs, so working on seafood initially was a bit of a stretch for him.
I started off trying to make hot dogs out of fish, believe it or not, and then I heard about this product called surimi.
Or, as Lanier refers to it, the hot dog of the sea. For thousands of years, surimi seafood has been part of the Japanese cuisine. It comes in a variety of flavors and shapes.
There are forms that look like marshmallows. There are forms that look like noodles.
You probably know it as the fake crab meat in most California rolls. But until just a few decades ago, you could scarcely find surimi seafood in the United States. Lanier says there were a few reasons why early 80s America seemed ready to adopt a version of the food. One of them was the king crab fishery in Kodiak was on the verge of collapse, and the food industry was in a race to supply an alternative.
And so they said, okay, here's this imitation that looks very much and tastes very much like king crab. We can't get king crab. Let's bring this stuff from Japan and flood it into that market.
But there was also huge potential to produce surimi domestically from pollock in the Bering Sea. First, the state's fisheries would have to come on board. Lanier went to Alaska to talk about that possibility. Hot dog of the sea or not, surimi didn't get a warm reception.
It was basically like, what is that stuff? And we will never do that in the United States. And I knew that it was going to be done here because we were buying all this imitation crab and it was just taking off like a rocket.
Eventually, though, companies came around to Lanier's way of thinking, and the first surimi processor opened in Kodiak in 1985. And now, decades later, Lanier has another big idea for Alaska. He says surimi plants are losing profits down the drain, literally. Around 40% of the soluble protein from the surimi-making process winds up in the water.
Whether it's good or bad for the environment, I'm not qualified to say. But whether it's good or bad for food waste, it's terrible.
He says that wasted product could account for upwards of $60 million of savings each year. Then there's the impact on the ocean. According to Alaska Sea Grant, the surimi wash water can form an oxygen-depleted goo and smother marine life.
You can look at Google Earth and look down on the vicinity of any surimi plant, and some of these are quite large. And on a given day, if they've taken the picture right, you'll see a big white cloud in the water.
So, to reduce waste, Lanier helped develop a technology to recapture the solids.
Well, imagine making cheese, okay? You make cheese and you get curds and whey, like Little Miss Muffet. Well, we're doing exactly the same thing. We have basically surimi whey.
And that surimi whey can be turned into a lower-grade surimi product. He says the water that filters into the ocean would run crystal clear. Trident Seafoods has already shown interest. And Lanier thinks for surimi producers, this technology is a win-win.
It solves many problems and it creates much more product for them. So now from the same amount of fish, the same amount of money they've spent catching those fish, and they have a quota so they can only catch so many fish, they can now make more product.
Lanier doesn't think that America's love affair with imitation crab will disappear anytime soon. And now there's a more efficient way of getting it to market. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.